from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Josh wants to get away. He wants to fly.
That was fantastic. Well done.
Our resident house band, local artists who are out and about all over town, coming up at that little joint.
Is that barbecue joint.
That little barbecue joint on Friday.
Independence.
And then BB's next Thursday
next
night.
Thursday.
Go catch them live. They're fantastic. And they can improvise on the fly like that.
Which and is Josh will be rolling cord. Is that what
that's
he's
right.
going to do now?
Yeah. I am a honorary roadie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not honorary anymore, sir. You pay the bills. Yeah, right. That mortgage is still due. I was going to say something. Now I forgot what I was going to say. I think we want to get to a list
remind you of your
top, the people that have all worked here
I
at 610.
I think we're going to do a rundown as well of today in history.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Well, I think a look back.
The rundown. Like what we're talking about 2015 on this day. Yeah. But I do want to get to a phone call because I want to try to see if I can figure this out.
Okay.
Tim, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
It, Bobby,
good morning, Tim.
Good job. Tim, are you with us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, hey, I met Josh back in 2004 when we were doing some stuff in Kansas City with the Royals, Don Free, Bob Davis, Fred White, all those guys. I stopped my son from asking Josh for an autograph in 14-15 when the Royals were trying to win a World Series because he wanted a celebrity autograph. And then when we were on top of the Westin or the Continental for the Chiefs parade with Starbucks, my son and his friends met Bob and Josh on top of the parade route when we were on that building.
Yeah.
Josh, you've been fantastic. You make Bob better and Bob makes you better. And it's going to be really hard to listen in and not hear your voice anymore on my commute from Lawrence, to Kansas City, and my son is a senior at KU now. Bob, I know you'd like that.
Wow.
But miss you, Josh. Have a good retirement.
Thank you, Tim.
You're absolutely right about
Tim.
That.
Yep, I met Tim very early on at 6'10".
Yeah.
He was, I think he was listening at night then too.
So, 2004. Yeah. That's 20 years ago. Yeah. So that's a while ago. So, and he's right. You do make me better. You have made me better. I'm going to get worse.
not true. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. So, somebody asked for my 6'10" list.
Uh-huh.
And I have kept track of this over the years. I don't know when I really started. I think I had to go back and look because for a while, we weren't as steady of a ship as we are now. Like we had, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The radio business can be a little bit transient at times.
At times, yeah.
And things, and you gotta settle in. You got to find your groove and you got to find your people and you got to find the right combinations. And,
right.
And then people have different aspirations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I started 20 years ago, almost 21 years ago now, like if they said, what do you want to do in 5 years? I'd be like, I don't know. I hope I'm here, but I don't. Beats me.
Right.
I'd like to be, you know, the voice of the Hawkeyes or something. I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Yeah.
Little did I know I'd still be here. And, but we've had a lot of people come and go. So I want to say probably about year 10, it hit me. Cause like people were starting to leave and it was like kind of looking around like, there's no one here from when I started.
Right.
And then,
so year 10 would have been like,
I don't know. I'm trying to think exactly what it was.
When did this 2003,
I don't know
right?
who the last,
so like 2013 would have been year 10.
Yeah. You know, and he kind of looked around like, oh, wow, there's been a lot of people kind of come through these doors and not a lot of them are here anymore. So mm-hmm. as I stepped over the bodies, I was like, I'll keep a list. So here's from my memory. We'll start with mornings.
OK.
Doug Franz and Kevin Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Were the original hosts here on 610. D.A. and I then slid into mornings. I think it was like 18 months in or that time frame, couple years in. Roger Twible, Jeff McCarriger, and then you and I, and then for a spell, Welch was in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the intro, the open for your top 10. Let's
try. Wait, we're not doing the top 10 yet.
This is the top 10.
Okay. This is just hosts.
But we will play that later. So that's mornings on 610, as far as I can remember. Middays, Grunny and Holden Kushner.
Oh, Holden, yeah.
Grunny and Doug Franz. Grunny. Grunny's kept going there for a while, didn't he? Nick, Danny with C-Dot, Chris and Cowboy, Sean Sharif, Henry and Jay Binkley,
mm-hmm.
Show and Vern,
mm-hmm.
and Cody and Gold. I think you got everybody.
I think so.
It's a lot. Yeah. And then afternoons. Hey, hey,
hey,
hey. Whitlock and Bill Moss. Whitlock, yeah. I counted those as two because it became
Moss.
Became kind of Moss, but Whitlock. Neil Jones and Marty Wall, Neil and Marty. Chris and Cowboy. The Big Show, which was Vern, Jay, and J.C. Pearson.
Oh, my, yes.
Nick, Danny and C-Dot. C-Dot and Fanning. C-Dot and Levine. And now C-Dot with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everybody. I don't have all the night people, but we had a lot of night people too.
Yeah.
Starting with, you know, DA and I,
mm-hmm.
but the nights have evolved into other things during the show, which has always been cool too. Cause I think there's a lot of hosts on this station that cut their teeth in nights and, you know, hopefully Dusty's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
There's my 2 cents.
There's your 2 cents.
They already know my 2 cents. Yeah. So it's fine. So I, as far as I know, that's the history. If I were to write the book, that's the history.
No, the history is IV and next it's V.
Next it's V.
VI, VII, VIII, and it's X, you'll see. See, that's the history.
That was the history?
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good. From memory.
Yeah.
At least from memory. So anyway, I believe that's the entire rundown.
You forgot Jim Rome, somebody says.
Well, Rome.
Yeah. Rome. You do like that. Yeah, Chris Everett. They celebrated that 50th anniversary of that the other day. I saw at Wimbledon. They were, for whatever reason, they were celebrating Jim Rome and Chris Everett's thing at Wimbledon.
Never came to the office. Never saw him here.
Never saw Rome.
Came into the show. Never met the guy. No, I could not go. We could not go tell Jim Rome anything because he wasn't actually here.
I mean, I've told the story. Somebody asked me to go tell Rush something that worked in the building.
Yeah.
Rush. He's not here.
Yeah, Limbaugh's not doing the show from here. No.
God. Yeah.
So never met Rome.
Oh. This industry, though, right there in a nutshell, right?
It is.
Can you tell Rush? Excuse me.
It is
Rush.
So
Rush Limbaugh.
So
talent on loan for God.
We're in a great spot now. We bounced around a little bit, but we're in a very good spot now. I love the crew that's here, and everything's going
to
be great.
It's the best crew we've ever had from top to bottom. The camaraderie is great at this station, and a lot of that has to do with Spector. And I know we give him a rash of crap because he's the boss, and nobody likes their boss. But I mean, he's done some good things. Let's see here, Jordan. You're on 610 Sports Radio.
MJ,
good morning,
MJ. Good morning.
Hey, Jordan. All right. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say,
insert name here.
Congratulations on everything. I met Bob a couple of years ago at the American Rural Barbecue. You guys have done so much for me because I've had a lot of personal battles, and even if I can't listen to you guys first thing in the morning, I'll listen to it in the afternoons or whenever. And you guys are just it's good therapy, and I'm going to miss you.
Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing better, man.
Good.
Not too bad. Doing better. We can talk more later. I'm going to miss you, Josh. You two are the best.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for checking
and
in.
Thanks
today.
For inviting me to the barbecue that day. We had a good time.
That's good. You always meet a lot of people at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Good way to meet people.
Yeah.
Didn't you host with the freak? Nope,
no, that was, no, I did.
Yeah, Bob was with the freak.
I was there. Yeah, oh, boy, was I.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that either.
Oh, that was, yeah. That was strange.
It was freaky.
Yeah. Freaky.
All right, next caller. Let's see here. Brian, you're on 610 Sports Radio. See, the two button doesn't work. I'm slamming that too.
Okay, so that's what it is. All right, the two button doesn't work. We'll figure that out. Brian, good morning.
Cling box.
B-Dub.
What is good, baby?
Hello. What's this, Brian on the phone?
Yeah.
Brian fooled me. I didn't recognize the number. It is B-Dub. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. 20 years ago, I was blessed to be introduced to you, start working at 610, and I've seen you do so much for so many other people, not only at our station, but in this business. And man, 20 years, just think, I mean, today is Savannah's 17th birthday. So you were there for that.
Yeah.
And everything that has gone on and transpired. And there's a lot of stories that we could tell that probably would make sure you would never be back on there. A lot of fun inside stuff, but, you know what? You are a true professional, but more than that, both you and Bob are true friends and family. And we're all fathers, we're all husbands. And man, let me tell you what you got to look forward to. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Rub it in.
Checked out the yard, went to the roller grills, made sure everything was ready to go there. Made sure the lawn guys were ready to get their stuff going. But you know what, bro? You're amazing. And you are one of the best in this business. Even when after I left the first time, I stayed a P1 listening to you and Bob, because that's how much I enjoy both of you. And you've just done so much, bro. And, there's going to be a void on the airwaves, come tomorrow. And man, the person that fills those shoes, they got big shoes to fill, because not only are they working with one of the best in Bob Fesco, but man, they got to keep Bob Fesco on the rails. You know what I'm saying? And Bob's is an amazing person.
Bob's like,
Bob is an amazing person, and his thoughts and his ideas and everything. And so they have big shoes to fill. But I just wanted to call before I walked into work today and tell you personally, because I don't think a lot of people get their flowers while they're still here.
Not in this business, I know.
and you don't get to write the way you leave in this business, and we've all seen it. And you're doing it the right way, except for not selling the business, but I may have an investor for Cannabet, so we'll get to that later.
Can I be a bud tender?
Absolutely, brother.
All right.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of jobs available if we get this thing out there.
Absolutely, brother. But, you know, I just wanted to tell you personally, thank you for everything that you've done, not only my professional career, but, you know, my personal. You know, we've all grown up as parents in this thing, and we tried to figure this thing out. We all come from different walks of life with different perspectives. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm better. I see a different perspective, and I'm a better person for knowing Josh Klinger, not just the professional side, but, you know, the brother. And I love you, and I appreciate you. And I'm not going to say goodbye because I don't do those anymore. But, you know, I can't wait to crack open that ice cold hams and eat a hot dog. I'll get you some mayo, and, you know, we'll do the damn thing.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dub.
Yes.
B-Dub dropping B-dub. By. Or it says Brian on the screen fooling me. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Coming. From the 913, be honest, are you going to work for Whitlock now?
No. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Why don't you come talk to me? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whitlock would be a book itself.
Yeah, yeah.
There'd be a lot of chapters from a lot of employers.
From the 913, big shoes to fill. When did Josh get shoes?
That's true. That's a very valid question. That's a valid question.
I know everybody keeps saying there's big shoes to fill for Josh and when he's leaving. I just keep going back to he doesn't have any.
Yeah, no. They purchased
he
all my own.
He doesn't have any.
Since KU days. KU used to give me shoes a lot.
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of shoes from Larry Hare over KU.
Yeah, Larry Hare is the best.
Shout out Larry.
Yeah.
Equipment guy over KU.
A lot of Adidas there.
Yep, there's a lot of Adidas. I have a lot of Adidas, yeah.
Bunch of Adidas stuff.
Yep. No call for Iowa Josh from Billy. No, you already missed it.
Yep, Billy called in earlier.
Billy did call in earlier, so Billy did check in, told me Bob was his favorite.
Yeah, he did.
So pretty much wrap things with Billy.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm square with Billy.
You're good. You're good with Billy, yeah.
Do you have the old rundown, Mac?
I do.
Do you have some versions of the old rundown to find out what we were talking about like a number of years ago? That
yeah,
kind of,
like
kind of funny from this date or
this date in 2015.
Things have changed. 2015. Okay.
What were we doing on this date in 2015? Yeah. Let's see here as we open the Wayback Machine. Let's see. Second season beginning tonight for the Royals. The expectation is now to win.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The team had it in January 2014. KC
we were demanding
fans,
victories.
Winning
then.
Mindset. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just hit repeat on that one today, huh?
Yeah, we did hit repeat on that one. Okay, I'm not going to get into that one. Jeffrey Flanagan talking about the pitching staff. Dayton Moore telling Andy McCullough that Duffy and Ventura need to pick it up. It's going to be the key to the second half.
Wow, yeah.
I like your tease headed into 7:30. What Tom Bahali says about D Ford will floor you.
Yes.
Yeah, what did he say?
I kind of want to know.
I know, me too.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I do like that. The keys to the second half.
Did Tabba say he blew it, or I don't know.
Trying to get a deal
there yet.
Trying to get a deal done with Justin Houston, seemingly every year. Because this time in 2014, we were talking about that. Tiger playing in another major, still hasn't won since then.
What? We were doing Tigers playing in another major. It was open time, I guess, right? So, could Tiger win this year?
Listen to this. 8:30. CBS Sports has the Pirates and Royals 1-2 in their power rankings, and the teams are meeting at the K this week. They're calling it a possible World Series preview.
Wow. Pirates-Royals.
Pirates. Yeah. Pirates are right on the cusp of a postseason berth now, too.
I know.
It's true.
But you that see sounds schemes. Foreign, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I see Skeens last night? Yeah, I saw
Skeens. I mean, just sick. I mean, I can't remember a pitcher really since Randy Johnson just going out there and being that dominating and just absolutely watching the guy just go crush opponents like he does. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, my wife watched probably saw him for the first time. I've been Skeensing it up. She saw him for the first time last night. She's like, this guy I've been talking about? I go, yeah. She's like, yeah, it doesn't look like he's throwing 100. I said, yeah, I know.
Right,
like he's just different to the naked eye. Like, no, it doesn't look like he's rearing back and giving you a 94-mile-an-hour breaking ball.
I mean,
it's just stupid. He's stupid.
It makes it just look
and
so
then,
easy.
Come on. Juan Soto saying that he was going to get him to, like, you've talked about scripts all the time.
Right.
So obviously there was, the script was on last night.
What did I tell you? Soto said he's going to make sure the judge sees him.
Yeah, so he takes a, he gets a walk.
He gets a walk.
Cooks is a walk, right? So the judge gets to see him.
I told you it was going to happen. Script. And then ball four wasn't even close. Yeah. So judge, and then one pitch,
but
he gets judged out. Yeah, oh God, yes it was. Inside like that, like get out of the way.
Yeah.
But I think... you know, Judge only getting one pitch, we got cheated out of that. So we need to see more Skeens and Judge.
Bob, the text line says you will not be ready to be a bud tender yet because you can't just make up names for strains.
Why? Yes, you can. How do you think they get the names? Have you seen the name? Look at the whole number five. Is like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I don't think so. Like, you know,
I don't know. I think that would be the perfect.
Yeah.
I think you should try some of the, and you just make up a name. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Try the honey frosted oats.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not? He can always work on the, he can always work on the gambling side, too. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'd like the, I'd rather come up with names.
True. Yeah. True.
Somebody wants to celebrate with loose meat sandwiches.
Mm.
Yeah.
It'd be good. The Iowa border. We can drive up to the Iowa border
right.
together.
Lamoni,
the Iowa,
right?
The Iowa Welcome Center has...
Great loose meat.
As a made right at the Iowa Welcome Center. I took a picture of that a couple weeks ago and sent it to Bob and said, yeah, the stereotype's right. There it is right inside the gate. So he says, now name the producers. That would be tough. There's been a lot of producers that have come through our doors. So, but yeah, there's been a lot.
From the 816, I'm not able to call in, but I wanted to drop a line. You were there when I started A Whole New Life back when the station launched. The time you and DA were hands down the best of my professional career. I made lifelong friends with you and all the members of the original staff. Best of luck to all your future plans. Love you, Fruits.
Fruits. That's right. Fruits was an original early on producer here at 610. I mean, he let us turn him into a character that was completely not him. I mean,
well, it happens,
called
right?
Him Fruits, which probably wouldn't be PC today.
Right.
But thanks for checking in, Fruits. Yeah, Fruits, one of our longtime producers. I'd hesitate to name everybody because that's a tough gig.
Yeah.
That's a tough gig.
The producer gig.
Producer
gig.
Yeah. A tough gig.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate to have a lot of good ones come through these doors, but that's a tough gig. That one will really wear on you.
Oh God, yes. Let's go next to a Travis.
Mac will have gray hair by like
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's kind of like being the president. You know, the president ages all the time. They show the photo like when they took office and when they left office. That's pretty much your future.
I mean, except the 4 years is 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Look at the photo book that I just gave you. You know, you look at the early pictures of us together. Josh goes, "Oh, we look so young and fat." Travis, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys. I've been on hold since yesterday. Can I sing the national anthem?
Go for it.
I'm kidding. that poor girl.
She was drunk. Let's cut her some slack, allegedly.
Yeah, let's cut her some slack.
Yeah.
No, I moved to the area in 2020 from Southwest Missouri, and on the recommendation of Art Haynes, tuned in to your station.
Nice.
And has never been disappointed. And it's been really great. I've never met you, Josh, but I feel like I know you. But that's creepy, but it's how I feel. I wish you the best of luck. And maybe on the way out, there could be a shouted out segment just for good old times. But best of luck to you on whatever's next.
As I've told people before, wait for it. Wait for it. There will be an extra edition of Shout It Out.
An extra edition of Shout It Out.
The 9 o'clock hour. Yeah. Yes, in the 9 o'clock hour.
From the 785, Kling witnessed the Mike Welsh Blake Bortles take. Yeah, that was
true. That's true. The Blake Bortles take was fantastic.
Need some context on that.
Well, he believes he was the next.
He wanted to bench Alex Smith and start Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Blake Bortles was his guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bank on a quarterback, Geno Smith. And you know, it doesn't
Matt
always
Castle.
You don't always it doesn't always work out. We were pining for quarterbacks back then.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like anything
we were willing to try anything.
Anything would have been possible. Anything would have been possible. So
yep.
We're gonna do a top 10 list. Mac thinks he's found the open. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a top 10 list. I have my top 10 memories of 610. We'll get to that next.
Hey, what's up, Kling? It's Danny Parkins, and I just wanted to say a few things. First and foremost, so I don't forget, what is most important is congratulations on a hell of a run. Like I texted you, most people do not get to write their own ending in this crazy business, but if anyone deserves to, it is you, as you are class personified. And I know you're not done because you are staying with the Chiefs Radio Network, as you should be, because honestly, who's leaving the Patrick Mahomes gravy train? You are a smart man. But when I think of you, Josh Klingler, I think of patience. Because I don't know how anyone could wake up at the hours that you wake up to go sit next to Bulldog Bob Fesco day after day after day. He could have gone pumpkin picking! And there you were as his straight man, right there next to him. And what gave you that patience? Watching Iowa football punt and punt and punt and punt again. So, sir, enjoy not having to set an alarm. Whatever you want to do, you are class personified. Congratulations, my friend.
Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
Today on a way back Wednesday, it's an opposite. I did not take the money and run.
Yeah,
unfortunately, should have. That'd have been a good play. Local band, the Old Number Fives. They've done a lot of our jingles. They'll be doing a live edition, correct? Of Hey Matt coming up in just
gotta remember the words
in just a few minutes. Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, will join us for his weekly visit coming up. That being said, is their new album out now, and it's available online as well. So check it out, the Old Number Fives. Appearing all over the metro and longtime supporters of the show. So we appreciate them being in here today.
Yes, we do. Love you guys.
Apparently, we have somehow found the old top 10 open.
All right.
So, and then in traditional fashion, if you listen to the show for a long time, we would often be so late on this segment, we had to speed through the top 10.
Right.
It's going to happen again. There it is.
All right, Josh.
I found that.
Number 10.
So top 10 station memories that I'll have. Top 10 memories of 610 Sports Radio. Number 10, I wish I still had the audio. There was a day that Whitlock read a sports update of mine.
Oh.
When we started, I not only produced nights and was in with DA, but I would do updates during Whitlock's show. And one day, Jay said, hey, I could probably do what you're doing. And then proceeded to just butcher. He goes, that's not that easy.
Yeah.
And then went about his day. I wish I still had that. It was great. I literally handed him a script,
yep,
and he tried to read it, and it did not go well. Number 9, Cueto No Show.
Yes, that's a good one.
Johnny Cueto was, during the heyday there, was scheduled to do an event for 610 Sports Radio. Had them all locked up. Had tons of people there.
Oh, yes.
And he no-showed. And we can say it now. He was getting paid for the appearance, but balked because it was a check.
Right, wasn't cash.
And he needed the cash right then and there.
Straight cash, homie.
And he did not make his appearance.
Yep, did not show up, so.
Number 8, sad event. Did talk about this earlier, the Javon Belcher shooting day.
Yeah.
I think we did a fantastic job on the air that day, by the way. Looking back and how we handled what was a terribly, terribly tragic event and covered it like it should be covered.
Right.
One of those days I absolutely not forget, one of those bad days in Kansas City history, but
yep,
remembered it. Number 7, memory of 610 for me will be the youth hostel we stayed at in Miami.
Oh, yes.
For the Super Bowl. The entire 610 crew is housed together like an edition of Real World.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dump. It was 2 bedrooms. And we had
9 people.
9 people. Bob and I, as the elder statesman, got a bedroom.
Right.
We shared 2 separate beds. There was a king-size bed.
C-Dot and Ryan slept snuggled
head to toe, allegedly.
Right.
And then everybody else was piled in the living room.
Right.
And we were coming and going at various hours. Everybody's doing their show. And we I we brought back COVID to Kansas
City.
No
question. Yeah.
So our bad. Our
Josh
bad.
Definitely did.
We were patient zero to COVID.
And
Kansas
that was
City.
Like the first time Josh actually took sick days. And I'm like, what? And you were only out for like 2 days
yeah,
or something.
Like 3 days.
It wasn't,
and
it wasn't
I was
a lot.
On
I'm
my
like,
ass
and,
for
and
3 days.
And he came back and goes, God, I was as sick as I've yeah. ever been. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. You're just tired. Suck
Months
it up.
Months later, we're like, we're pretty sure we all had COVID.
Yeah.
Because everybody yep. had a spell at some point in time. Number six, the first Chiefs rally we did at Rally House.
Yeah, that was great.
Didn't know what to expect. We asked you guys to come out and take part in it. We were like, I don't know. They may not want to show up. It was a zoo.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Tailgating. Ryan was cooking hot dogs in the parking lot.
We were burning
there
things.
There were various things being consumed in the parking lot. There were
right.
things burning. It was,
yeah, there was a lot of weed in that parking lot was, that morning.
It was out of control, and we had nothing to do with it. Number five.
That was one of those days I'll never forget. It was a rainy, cold day, and the mist and the sleet was starting on a Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and I was driving home, and everybody showed up, and I remember driving home exhausted going, wow,
that
we
just
did something really,
that
really special.
Happened.
Yeah.
Number five for me, parade day, the first parade. I know we have to differentiate now.
Right.
The Royals parade, we were broadcasting and literally couldn't move.
Right.
There were so many people, and we couldn't make it down to Union Station because we were up the parade route, and we literally couldn't get there because the entire town was shut down.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It
and
was
awesome.
Great. It was the best day ever.
Just crazy. Yeah. Number four, we shared it with you on the show. It was not on the air per se, but it was around 6:10. It was CeeLo's performance at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That we took in around Super Bowl week where he double birded the crowd. Didn't know the words to Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
And had Ranger and Devils fans all ready to take him out.
Yeah. Well, he stunk.
Amazing.
It's one thing to forget the words to a non-popular song. It goes back to the girl singing the anthem. People are like, oh, cut her up. No, you're out there. That's your job. Know the words that Don't Stop Believing.
That's right. That's right. Well, she is drunk, remember. Number three, of course, will be pumpkin picking day.
Yeah.
How could I forget that?
That's number three.
That's
wow.
number three. That's number three. It was amazing, but I was under the desk for most of it. I've only seen it really on the replay, trying not to laugh as you freaked out about going pumpkin picking. Number two memory for me at 6:10 is wild card game night. That was the most one amazing game we've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
The most amazing show preparation we've ever been a part
oh, yeah.
of. Oh, they're lost. They're gonna lose. What are we gonna talk about? Oh, they might win. Oh, they're gonna lose.
They put in Yordano.
And then we basically didn't sleep, and we show prepped at Denny's across the street.
Yeah.
And came right in to do the show. And number one station memory for me, sorry, has nothing to do with our show. It's Whitlock Quits Day.
Yeah.
It'll be something I will tell the grandchildren about, and they will.
I mean,
they will still never believe the day Whitlock quit on the air
yeah.
and damn near imploded the entire radio station. And somehow I still have a job many years later, despite the fact that he did his best to take the station.
Do other
off
industries
the air.
Do this?
What?
Have people that do things like that
implode their company?
I mean, I guess the JetBlue flight attendant, you
maybe,
know,
maybe,
but like. Do other companies have people that do that kind of stuff? I mean, I don't know.
So those are my 10 memories of 6:10. We will talk to the manager, Matt Cotrero, in a live
Maybe.
Edition.
He hasn't called in. He usually calls.
I think we call him.
Do we call
yeah,
him?
Yeah, we call him.
Okay.
Plus, he's on the All-Star break, but he said he'd do it.
He said he'd do it, yeah.
We'll check in with Matty Q, and the old number fives will perform his intro song live next.
What's up, Kling? This is Drew. Congrats, first and foremost, on retirement. I haven't quite been here a year yet, but any time that we've been in touch or we've come across each other, you've always been kind and polite and the most welcoming in any way that you can be. I very much thank you for that. And yes, every now and then you throw a dig at Joe Burrow, but that's all right. That's all right. I still like you. No hard feelings, and I want to wish you the best. I'm sure our paths will cross again sometime here soon. For your sake, I hope that Iowa maybe just keeps on punting, because as an Iowa fan, you've come to appreciate those things. All jokes aside, Kling, congrats and all the best.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Josh wants to get away. He wants to fly.
That
was fantastic. Well done.
Our resident house band, local artists, who were out and about all over town, coming up at that little joint.
Is that barbecue joint.
That little barbecue joint on Friday.
Independence.
And then BB's next Thursday night. Go catch them live. They're fantastic. And they can improvise on the fly like that.
And Josh will be rolling cord. Is that what he's going to do now?
I am a honorary roadie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not honorary anymore, sir. You pay the bills. Yeah, that mortgage is still due. I was going to say something. Now I forgot what I was going to say. I think we want to get to a list
remind you of your take again?
Of your top, you know, the people that have all worked here
I
at 610.
I think we're going to do a rundown as well of today in history.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Or I think like a look back.
Back at the rundown. Like what we're talking about 2015 on this day. Yeah. But I do want to get to a phone call because I want to try to see if I can figure this out.
Okay.
Tim, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Bobby,
good morning, Tim.
Good job. Tim, are you with us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I met Josh back in 2004 when we were doing some stuff in Kansas City with the Royals, Don Free, Bob Davis, you know, Fred White, all those guys. I stopped my son from asking Josh for an autograph in 14-15 when the Royals were trying to win a World Series because he wanted a celebrity autograph. And then when we were on top of the Westin or the Continental for the Chiefs parade with Starbucks, my son and his friends met Bob and Josh on top of the parade route when we were on that building.
Yeah.
Josh, you've been fantastic. You make Bob better and Bob makes you better. And it's going to be really hard to listen in and not hear your voice anymore on my commute from Lawrence to Kansas City, and my son is a senior at KU now. Bob, I knew you'd like that.
Wow.
But miss you, Josh. Have a good retirement.
Thank you, Tim.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yep, I met Tim very early on at 610.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. I think he was listening at night then too.
So. 2004. Yeah. That's 20 years ago. Yeah. So yeah, that's a while ago. So, and he's right. You do make me better. You have made me better. I'm gonna get worse.
not true. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. So somebody asked for my 6'10" list.
Uh-huh.
And I have kept track of this over the years. I don't know when I really started. I think I had to go back and look because for a while we weren't as steady of a ship as we are now. Like we had, you know.
Oh yeah.
The radio business can be a little bit transient at times.
At times, yeah.
And things, and you gotta settle in. You gotta find your groove, and you gotta find your people, and you gotta find the right combinations. And,
right.
And then people have different aspirations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I started 20 years ago. Almost 21 years ago now, like if they said, what do you want to do in 5 years? I'd be like, I don't know. I hope I'm here, but I don't. It's me.
Right.
I'd like to be, you know, the voice of the Hawkeyes or something. I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Yeah.
Little did I know I'd still be here. And, but we've had a lot of people come and go. So I want to say probably about year 10, it hit me. Cause like people were starting to leave and it was like, kind of looking around like, oh, there's no one here from when I started.
Right.
And then.
So year 10 would have been like.
I don't know. I'm trying to think exactly what it was.
When 2003,
I don't know
right?
who the last.
So like 2013 would have been year 10.
Yeah. You know, and he kind of looked around like, oh, wow, there's been a lot of people kind of come through these doors and not a lot of them are here anymore. So mm-hmm. as I stepped over the bodies, I was like, I'll keep a list. So here's from my memory. We'll start with mornings.
Okay.
Doug Franz and Kevin Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Were the original hosts here on 610. DA and I then slid into mornings. I think it was like 18 months in or that time frame, couple years in. Roger Twybel, Jeff McCarriger. And then you and I, and then for a spell, Welch was in here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the intro, the open for your top 10. Let's try.
Wait, we're not doing the top 10 yet.
This is the top 10. Okay.
This is just hosts.
But we will play that later. So that's mornings on 610, as far as I can remember. Middays, Grunny and Holden Kushner.
Oh, Holden, yeah.
Grunny and Doug Franz. Grunny. Grunny's kept going there for a while, didn't he? Nick, Danny with C-Dot, Chris and Cowboy, Sean Sharif, Henry and Jay Binkley,
mm-hmm.
Show and Vern,
mm-hmm.
and Cody and Gold. I think you got everybody.
I think so.
It's a lot. Yeah. And then afternoons. Hey. Whitlock and Bill Moss. Whitlock. Yeah. I counted those as two because it became
Moss.
Became kind of Moss, but Whitlock. Neil Jones and Marty Wall, Neil and Marty, Chris and Cowboy, The Big Show, which was Vern, Jay, and JC Pearson.
Oh my, yes.
Nick, Danny and C-Dot, C-Dot and Fanning, C-Dot and Levine, and now C-Dot with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everybody. I don't have all the night people, but we had a lot of night people too.
Yeah.
Starting with, you know, DA and I,
mm-hmm.
but the nights have evolved into other things during the show, which has always been cool too. Cause I think there's a lot of hosts on this station that cut their teeth in nights and, you know, hopefully Dusty's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
There's my 2 cents.
There's your 2 cents.
I already know my 2 cents. Yeah. So it's fine. It's fine. So I, as far as I know, that's the history. If I were to write the book, that's the history.
No, the history is I V and next it's V I V I I V I I I and it's X you'll see. See that's the history.
That was history.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good from memory.
Yeah,
it's from memory. So anyway, I believe that's the entire rundown.
You forgot Jim Rome. Somebody says.
Well, Rome.
Yeah. Rome. We do like that. Yeah, Chris Everett. They celebrated that 50th anniversary of that the other day. I saw at Wimbledon. They were, for whatever reason, they were celebrating Jim Rome and Chris Everett's thing at Wimbledon.
Never came to the office. Never saw him here.
Never saw Rome.
Came into the show. Never met the guy. No, I could not go. We could not go tell Jim Rome anything because he wasn't actually here.
I mean, I've told the story. Somebody asked me to go tell Rush something that worked in the building.
Yeah.
Rush. He's not here.
Yeah, Limbaugh's not doing the show from here. No.
God.
So never met Rome.
Oh. This industry, though, right there in a nutshell, right?
It is.
Can you tell Rush? Excuse me?
It is.
Rush?
So.
Rush Limbaugh. So talent on loan for God.
We're in a great spot now. We're, you know, we bounced around a little bit, but we're in a very good spot now. I love the crew that's here, and everything's going
to
be great.
It's the best crew we've ever had. Yeah. From top to bottom, the camaraderie is great at this station, and you know, a lot of that has to do with Spector. And I know we give him a rash of, you know, crap because he's the boss, and nobody likes their boss. But yeah, I mean, he's done some good things. Let's see here, Jordan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. MJ, good morning,
MJ. Good morning.
Hey, Jordan, or hey, guys, just wanted to say,
it's her name here.
Congratulations on everything. I met Bob a couple of years ago at the American Rural Barbecue. You guys have done so much for me because I've had a lot of personal battles, and even if I can't listen to you guys first thing in the morning, I'll listen to it in the afternoons or whenever. And you guys are just it's good therapy, and I'm going to miss you.
Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing better, man.
Good.
Not too bad. Doing better. You know, we can talk more later. Hey, I'm going to miss you, Josh. You two are the best.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for checking
in. Thanks for inviting me to the barbecue that day. We had a good time.
That's good. You always meet a lot of people at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Good way to meet people.
Yeah.
didn't you host with the freak? No,
no, that was, no, yeah. I did.
Yeah, Bob was with the freak.
I was there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Boy, was I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll never forget that either.
Oh, that was, yeah, man. Yeah. That was strange.
It was freaky.
Yeah. Freaky, freaky, freaky.
All right, next caller. Let's see here. Brian, you're on 610 Sports Radio. See, the two button doesn't work. I'm slamming that too.
Okay, so that's what it is. All right, the two button doesn't work. We'll figure that out. Brian, good morning.
Kling Bob.
B-Dub.
What is good, baby?
Hello. What's this, Brian on the phone? Yeah. Brian fooled me. I didn't recognize the number. It is B-Dub. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. You know, 20 years ago, I was blessed to be introduced to you, you know, start working at 610. And I've seen you do so much for so many other people, not only at our station, but in this business. And man, you know, 20 years, just think, I mean, today is Savannah's 17th birthday. So you were there for that.
Yeah. And
everything that has gone on and transpired. And there's a lot of stories that we could tell that probably would make sure you would never be back on air. You know, a lot of fun inside stuff, but, you know what? You are a true professional, but more than that, both you and Bob are true friends and family. And, you know, we're all fathers, we're all husbands. And, man, let me tell you what you got to look forward to. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Rub
got
it in. Yeah. In, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, checked out the yard, went to the roller grills, made sure everything was ready to go there, made sure the lawn guys were ready to get their stuff going. But you know what, bro? You're amazing. And, you know, you are one of the best in this business. Even when after I left the first time, I stayed a P1 listening to you and Bob because that's how much I enjoy both of you. And you've just done so much, bro. And, you know, there's going to be a void on the airwaves, you know, come tomorrow. And, man, I, you know, the person that fills those shoes, they got big shoes to fill because not only are they working with one of the best in Bob Fesco, but man, they got to keep Bob Fesco on the rails. You know what I'm saying? And Bob is an amazing person, and his thoughts and his ideas and everything. And so they have big shoes to fill. But I just wanted to call before I walked into work today and tell you personally, because I don't think a lot of people get their flowers while they're still, you know, here.
Not in this business, I know.
And you don't get to write the way you leave in this business, and we've all seen it. And you're doing it the right way, except for not selling the business. But I may have an investor for Cannabet, so we'll get to that later.
Can I be a bud tender?
Absolutely, brother.
All right.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of jobs available if we get this thing off the ground.
Absolutely, brother. But, you know, I just wanted to tell you personally, thank you for everything that you've done, not only my professional career, but, you know, my personal. You know, we've all grown up as parents in this thing, and we tried to figure this thing out. We all come from different walks of life with different perspectives. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm better. I see a different perspective, and I'm a better person for knowing Josh Klinger, not just the professional side, but, you know, the brother. And I love you, and I appreciate you. And I'm not going to say goodbye because I don't do those anymore. But, you know, I can't wait to crack open that ice-cold hams and eat a hot dog. I'll get you some mayo, and, you know, we'll do the damn thing.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dub.
Yes.
B-Dub dropping B-Dub. By. Or it says Brian on the screen for me. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Coming. From the 913, be honest, are you going to work for Whitlock now?
No. No. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Why don't you come talk to me? No.
Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah.
Yeah. Whitlock would be a book itself.
Yeah, it is.
There'd be a lot of chapters from a lot of employers.
From the 913, big shoes to fill. When did Josh get shoes?
That's true. That's a very valid question. That's a valid, valid question.
I know everybody keeps saying there's big shoes to fill for Josh and when he's leaving. I just keep going back to he doesn't have any.
Yeah, no. They purchased
he
all my own.
He doesn't have any.
Since KU days. KU used to give me shoes a lot.
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of shoes from Larry Hare over KU.
Yeah, Larry Hare is the best.
Shout out Larry.
Yeah.
Equipment guy over KU.
A lot of Adidas there.
Yep, there's a lot of Adidas. I have a lot of Adidas, yeah.
Bunch of Adidas stuff.
Yep. No call for Iowa Josh from Billy. No, you already missed it.
Yep, Billy called in earlier.
Billy did call in earlier, so Billy did check in. Told me Bob was his favorite.
Yeah, he did.
So pretty much wrapped things with Billy.
Pretty much. Yeah,
I'm square with Billy.
You're good. You're good with Billy. Yeah.
Do you have the old rundown, Mac?
I do.
Do you have some versions of the old rundown to find out what we were talking about like a number of years ago? That kind of funny from this date or
this date in 2015.
Things have changed. 2015. Okay.
What are we doing on this date in 2015? Yeah. Let's see here as we open the Wayback Machine. Let's see. Second season beginning tonight for the Royals. The expectation is now to win.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The team had it in January 2014. KC
we were demanding
fans
victories
winning
then.
Mindset. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just hit repeat on that one today, huh?
Yeah, we did hit repeat on that one. Okay, not going to get into that one. Jeffrey Flanagan talking about the pitching staff. Dayton Moore telling Andy McCullough that Duffy and Ventura need to pick it up. It's going to be the key to the second half.
Wow, yeah.
I like your tease headed into 7:30. What Tom Bahali says about D Ford will floor you.
Yes.
Yeah, what did he say?
I don't remember. I kind of want to know.
I know, me too.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I do like that. The keys to the second half.
Did Tampa say he blew it, or I don't know.
Trying to get a deal
there yet.
Trying to get a deal done with Justin Houston, seemingly every year, because this time in 2014 we were talking about that. Tiger playing in another major, still hasn't won since then.
What? We were doing Tigers playing in another major. It was open time, I guess, right? So could Tiger win this the year?
Listen to this. 8:30. CBS Sports has the Pirates and Royals 1-2 in their power rankings, and the teams are meeting at the K this week. They're calling it a possible World Series preview.
Wow. Pirates, Royals.
Pirates are right on the cusp of a postseason berth now, too.
I know.
It's true.
But you that see sounds Skeens. Foreign, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I see Skeens last night? Yeah,
I saw Skeens. I mean, just sick. I mean, I can't remember a pitcher really since Randy Johnson just going out there and being that dominating and just absolutely watching the guy just go crush opponents like he does. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, my wife watched saw him for the first time. I've been Skeensing it up. She saw him for the first time last night. She's like, this guy you've been talking about? I go, yeah. She's like, yeah, it doesn't look like he's throwing 100. I said, yeah, I know.
Right,
like he's just different to the naked eye. Like, no, it doesn't look like he's rearing back and giving you a 94 mile an hour breaking ball.
I mean,
it's just stupid. He's stupid.
It makes it just look
and
so
then,
easy.
Come on. Juan Soto saying that he was going to get him to, like, you've talked about scripts all the time.
Right.
So obviously the script was on last night.
What did I tell you? Soto said he's going to make sure the judge sees him.
Yeah, so
he
gets a walk.
He gets a walk.
Coaches a walk so the judge gets to see him.
I told you it was going to happen. Script. And then ball four wasn't even close. Yeah. So judge, and then one pitch,
but
he gets judge
100.
Out. Yeah, oh God, yes it was. Inside like that, like get out of the way.
Yeah.
But I think you know, Judge only getting one pitch. We got cheated out of that. So we need to see more schemes in Judge.
Bob, the text line says you will not be ready to be a bud tender yet because you can't just make up names for strains.
Why? Yes, you can. How do you think they get the names? Have you seen the name? Look at the hell number five. It's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I don't think so. Like, you know,
Yeah. I don't know. I think that would be the perfect.
Yeah.
I think you should try some of the, and you just make up a name. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
try the honey frosted oats.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not? He can always work on the gambling side, too. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'd rather come up with names.
True. Yeah, true.
Somebody wants to celebrate with loose meat sandwiches. Yeah.
It'd be good. The Iowa border. We can drive up to the Iowa border together.
That's right. Lamoni, right?
The Iowa Welcome Center has
great loose meat.
Has a made right at the Iowa Welcome Center. I took a picture of that a couple weeks ago and sent it to Bob and said, yeah, the stereotype's right. There it is right inside the gate. Somebody says, now name the producers. That would be tough. There's been a lot of producers that have come through our doors. So, but yeah, there's been a lot.
From the 816, I'm not able to call in, but I wanted to drop a line. You were there when I started a whole new life back when the station launched. The time you and DA were hands down the best of my professional career. I made lifelong friends with you and all the members of the original staff. Best of luck to all your future plans. Love you, Fruits.
Fruits. That's right. Fruits was an original early on producer here at 610. I mean, he let us turn him into a character that was completely not him. I mean,
well, it happens,
called
right?
Him Fruits, which probably wouldn't be PC today.
Right.
But thanks for checking in, Fruits. Yeah, Fruits, one of our longtime producers. I'd hesitate to name everybody because that's a tough gig.
Yeah.
That's a tough gig.
The producer gig.
Producer
gig. Yeah.
A tough gig.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate to have a lot of good ones come through these doors, but that's a tough gig. That one will really wear on you.
Oh God, yes. Let's go next to Travis.
Mac will have gray hair by like
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's kind of like being the president. You know, the president ages all the time. They show the photo like when they took office and when they left office. But that's pretty much your future.
I mean, except the 4 years is 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Look at the photo book that I just gave you. You know, you look at the early pictures of us together. Josh goes, "Oh, we look so young and fat." Travis, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys. I've been on hold since yesterday. Can I sing the national anthem?
Go for it.
I'm kidding. That poor girl.
Oh, she was drunk. Let's cut her some slack, allegedly.
Yeah, let's cut her some slack.
Yeah.
No, I moved to the area in 2020 from Southwest Missouri, and on the recommendation of Art Haynes, tuned in to your station.
Nice.
And has never been disappointed. And it's been really great. I've never met you, Josh, but I feel like I know you. But that's creepy, but it's how I feel. I wish you the best of luck. And maybe on the way out, there could be a shout it out segment just for good old times. But best of luck to you on whatever's next.
As I've told people before, wait for it. Wait for it. There will be an extra edition of Shout It Out.
An extra edition of Shout It Out.
In the 9 o'clock hour. Yeah. Yes, in the 9 o'clock hour.
From the 785, Kling witnessed the Mike Welsh Blake Bortles take. Yeah, that was
true. That's true. The Blake Bortles take was fantastic.
Need some context on that.
Well, he believes he was the next.
He wanted to bench Alex Smith and start Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Blake Bortles was his guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bank on a quarterback, Geno Smith, and you know it doesn't.
Matt Castle.
You don't always. Yeah. You know it doesn't always work out. We were pining for quarterbacks back then.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like
we were willing to try anything.
Anything would have been possible. Anything would have been possible. So.
Yep.
We're gonna do a top 10 list. Mac thinks he's found the open. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a top 10 list. I have my top 10 memories of 610. We'll get to that next.
Hey, what's up, Kling? It's Danny Parkins, and I just wanted to say a few things. First and foremost, so I don't forget what is most important, is congratulations on a hell of a run. Like I texted you, most people do not get to write their own ending in this crazy business, but if anyone deserves to, it is you. As you are class personified. And I know you're not done because you are staying with the Chiefs Radio Network, as you should be, because honestly, who's leaving the Patrick Mahomes gravy train? You are a smart man. But when I think of you, Josh Klingler, I think of patience. Because I don't know how anyone could wake up at the hours that you wake up to go sit next to Bulldog Bob Fesco day after day after day. He could have gone pumpkin picking, and there you were as his straight man right there next to him. And what gave you that patience? Watching Iowa football punt and punt and punt and punt again. So, sir, enjoy not having to set an alarm. Whatever you want to do, you are class personified. Congratulations, my friend.
Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
The old number five's doing live today on a way back Wednesday. It's an opposite. I did not take the money and run, unfortunately.
Yeah, you did.
Should have. That'd have been a good play. Local band, the old number fives, they've done a lot of our jingles. They'll be doing a live edition, correct, of Hey Matt coming up in just
gotta remember the words.
In just a few minutes. Matt Cotrero, Royals skipper, will join us for his weekly visit coming up. That being said, is their new album out now, and it's available online as well. So check it out. The old number fives appearing all over the metro, and longtime supporters of the show. So we appreciate them being in here.
Yes,
today.
We do. Love you guys.
Apparently, we have somehow found the old top 10 open.
All right.
So and then in traditional fashion, if you listen to the show for a long time, we would often be so late on this segment we had to speed through the top 10.
Right.
It's going to happen again. There it is.
All right, Josh.
I found that.
Number 10.
So top 10 station memories that I'll have. Top 10 memories of 610 Sports Radio. Number 10, I wish I still had the audio. There was a day that Whitlock read a sports update of mine.
Oh.
When we started, I not only produced nights and was in with DA, but I would do updates during Whitlock's show. And one day, Jay said, hey, I could probably do what you're doing. And then proceeded to just butcher. He goes, that's not that easy.
Yeah.
And then went about his day. I wish I still had that. It was great. I literally handed him a script, and he tried to read it, and it did not go well. Number nine, Cueto no show.
Yes, that's a good one.
Johnny Cueto was during the heyday. There was scheduled to do an event for 610 Sports Radio. Had them all locked up. Had tons of people there.
Oh yes.
And he no showed, and we can say it now. He was getting paid for the appearance, but balked because it was a check.
Right. Wasn't cash.
And he needed the cash right then and there.
Straight cash, homie.
And yes, he did not make his appearance.
Yep. Did not show up. So
number eight, sad event. Did talk about this earlier. The Javon Belcher shooting day.
Yeah.
I think we did a fantastic job on the air that day, by the way. Looking back and how we handled what was a terribly, terribly tragic event and covered it like it should be covered.
Right.
One of those days I absolutely not forget. One of those bad days in Kansas City history, but
yep,
remembered it. Number seven, memory of 610 for me will be the youth hostel we stayed at in Miami.
Oh, yes.
For the Super Bowl. The entire 610 crew is housed together like an edition of Real World.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dump. It was two bedrooms. And we had
Nine people.
Bob and I, as the elder statesman, got a bedroom.
Right.
We shared two separate beds. There was a king size bed.
C-Dot and Ryan slept snuggled
head to toe, allegedly.
Right.
And then everybody else was piled in the living room.
Right.
And we were coming and going at various hours. Everybody's doing their show. And we brought back COVID to Kansas City.
No question. Yeah.
So our bad. Our
Josh
bad.
Definitely did.
We were patient zero to COVID.
And that
Kansas
was like
City.
The first time Josh actually took sick days. And I'm like, what? And you were only out for like 2 days
yeah,
or something.
Like 3 days.
It wasn't a lot.
I'm like,
and he came back and goes, God, I was as sick as I've ever been. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. You're just tired. Suck
Months
it up.
Months later, we're like, we're pretty sure we all had COVID.
Yeah.
Because everybody had a spell at some point in time. Number six, the first Chiefs rally we did at Rally House.
Yeah, that was great.
Didn't know what to expect. We asked you guys to come out and take part in it. We were like, I don't know, they may not want to show up. It was a zoo.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Tailgating. Ryan was cooking hot dogs in the parking lot.
We were burning
there
things.
There were various things being consumed in the parking lot. There were things burning. It was,
yeah, there was a lot of weed in that parking lot that morning.
It was out of control, and we had nothing to do with it. Number five.
That was one of those days I'll never forget. It was a rainy, cold day, and the mist and the sleet was starting on a Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and I was driving home, and everybody showed up, and I remember driving home exhausted going, wow, we just did something really, really special. Happened. Yeah.
Number five for me, parade day, the first parade. I know we have to differentiate now.
Right.
The Royals parade, we were broadcasting and literally couldn't move.
Right.
There were so many people, and we couldn't make it down to Union Station because we were up the parade route, and we literally couldn't get there because the entire town was shut down. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was
awesome.
Great. It was the best day ever.
Just crazy. Yeah. Number four, we shared it with you on the show. It was not on the air per se, but it was around 6:10. It was CeeLo's performance at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That we took in around Super Bowl week where he double birded the crowd. Didn't know the words to Don't Stop Believin',
yeah,
and had Ranger and Devils fans all ready to take him out.
Yeah. Well, he stunk.
Amazing.
It's one thing to forget the words to a non-popular song. It goes back to the girl singing the anthem. People are like, oh, cut her up. No, you're out there. That's your job. Know the words that Don't Stop Believing.
That's right. That's right. Well, she is drunk, remember. Number three, of course, will be pumpkin picking day.
Yeah.
How could I forget that?
That's number three. That's wow.
Number three. That's number three. It was amazing, but I was under the desk for most of it. I've only seen it really on the replay, trying not to laugh as you freaked out about going pumpkin picking. Number two memory for me at 6:10 is wild card game night. That was the most one amazing game we've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
The most amazing show preparation we've ever been a part of. Oh, they're lost. They're gonna lose. What are we gonna talk about? Oh, they might win. Oh, they're gonna lose.
They put in Yordano.
And then we basically didn't sleep, and we show prepped at Denny's across the street.
Yeah.
And came right in to do the show. And number one station memory for me, has nothing to do with our show. It's Whitlock Quits Day.
Yeah.
It'll just be something I will tell the grandchildren about, and they will.
Well, I mean,
they will still never believe the day Whitlock quit on the air and damn near imploded the entire radio station. And somehow I still have a job many years later, despite the fact that he did his best to take the station.
Do other industries do this?
What?
Have people that do things like that?
That implode their company?
I mean, I guess the JetBlue flight attendant, you know.
Maybe.
But, like, do other companies have people that do that kind of stuff? I don't know.
So those are my 10 memories of 6:10. We will talk to the manager, Matt Cotrero, in a live
edition.
Maybe.
He hasn't called in. He usually calls.
I think we call him.
Do we call him?
Yeah, we call him. Okay. Plus, he's on the All-Star break, but he said he'd do it.
He said he'd do it.
We'll check in with Matty Q and the old number fives will perform his intro song live next.
What's up, Kling? This is Drew. Congrats, first and foremost, on retirement. I haven't quite been here a year yet, but any time that we've been in touch or we've come across each other, you've always been kind and polite and the most welcoming in any way that you can be. I very much thank you for that. And yes, every now and then you throw a dig at Joe Burrow, but that's all right. I still like you. No hard feelings, and I want to wish you the best. I'm sure our paths will cross again sometime here soon. For your sake, I hope that Iowa maybe just keeps on punting, because as an Iowa fan, you've come to appreciate those things. All jokes aside, Kling, congrats and all the best.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Josh wants to get away. He wants to fly away. Yeah, just wants to get away. He wants to fly away. Yeah. Josh is gonna retire, stop counting bets, still be the chief sideline.
Five.
That was fantastic. Well done.
Our resident house band, local artists who are out and about all over town, coming up at that little joint.
Is that barbecue?
That little barbecue joint on Friday.
Independence.
And then BB's next Thursday night. Go catch them live. They're fantastic. And they can improvise on the fly like that.
Which and Josh will be rolling cord. Is that what he's going to do now?
I am an honorary roadie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not honorary anymore, sir. You pay the bills. Yeah, that mortgage is still due. I was going to say something. Now I forgot what I was going to say. I think we want to get to a list
remind you of your
top, you know, the people that have all worked here at 610.
I think we're going to do a rundown as well of today in history.
Yeah. Oh, we are.
Or I think a look back.
The rundown. Like what we're talking about 2015 this day. Yeah. But I do want to get to a phone call because I want to try to see if I can figure this out.
Okay.
Tim, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Tim.
Good job. Tim, are you with us?
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, hey, I met Josh back in 2004 when we were doing some stuff in Kansas City with the Royals, Don Free, Bob Davis, you know, Fred White, all those guys. I stopped my son from asking Josh for an autograph in 14-15 when the Royals were trying to win a World Series because he wanted a celebrity autograph. And then when we were on top of the Westin or the Continental for the Chiefs parade with Starbucks, my son and his friends met Bob and Josh on top of the parade route when we were on that building.
Yeah.
Josh, you've been fantastic. You make Bob better and Bob makes you better. And it's going to be really hard to listen in and not hear your voice anymore on my commute from Lawrence to Kansas City, and my son is a senior at KU now. Bob, I know you'd like that.
Wow.
But miss you, Josh. Have a good retirement.
Thank you, Tim.
You're absolutely right about
Tim.
That.
Yep, I met Tim very early on at 610.
Yeah.
He was, I think he was listening at night then too. So,
2004. Yeah. That's 20 years ago. Yeah. So yeah, that's a while ago. So, and he's right. You do make me better. You have made me better. I'm going to get worse.
not true. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right. So, somebody asked for my 610 list.
Uh-huh.
And I have kept track of this over the years. I don't know when I really started. I think I had to go back and look because for a while, we weren't as steady of a ship as we are now. Like we had, you know,
Oh, yeah.
The radio business can be a little bit transient at times.
At times, yeah.
And you gotta settle in. You gotta find your groove, and you gotta find your people, and you gotta find the right combinations. And then people have different aspirations, right? Mm-hmm. Like when I started 20 years ago, almost 21 years ago now. Like if they said, "What do you want to do in 5 years?" I'd be like, "I don't know. I hope I'm here, but I don't. It's me,
right?
I'd like to be, the voice of the Hawkeyes or something. I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Yeah.
Little did I know, I'd still be here. But we've had a lot of people come and go. So I want to say probably about year 10, it hit me. Because like people were starting to leave, and it was like kind of looking around like, there's no one here from when I started.
Right.
And then.
So year 10 would have been like.
I don't know. I'm trying to think exactly when it was.
When did 2003,
I don't know
right?
who the last.
So like 2013 would have been year 10.
Yeah. You know, and he kind of looked around like, oh, wow, there's been a lot of people kind of come through these doors. And not a lot of them are here anymore. So as I stepped over the bodies, I was like, I'll keep a list. So here's from my memory. We'll start with mornings.
Okay.
Doug Franz and Kevin Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Were the original hosts here on 610. DA and I then slid into mornings. I think it was like 18 months in or that time frame, a couple years in. Roger Twybull, Jeff McCarriger. And then you and I, and then for a spell, Welch was in here.
Mm-hmm. I think I have the intro, the open for your top 10. Let's
try. Wait, we're not doing the top 10 yet.
This is the top 10. Okay.
This is just hosts.
But we will play that later. So that's mornings on 610, as far as I can remember. Middays, Grunny and Holden Kushner.
Oh, Holden, yeah.
Grunny and Doug Franz. Grunny. Grunny just kept going there for a while, didn't he? Nick, Danny with C-Dot, Chris and Cowboy, Sean Sharif, Henry and Jay Binkley, Show and Vern, and Cody and Gold. I think you got everybody.
I think so.
It's a lot. Yeah. And then afternoons. Hey, hey,
hey,
hey. Whitlock and Bill Moss. Whitlock. Yeah. I counted those as two because it became
Moss.
Became kind of Moss, but Whitlock. Neil Jones and Marty Wall, Neil and Marty. Chris and Cowboy. The Big Show, which was Vern, Jay, and JC Pearson.
Oh, my, yes.
Nick, Danny and C-Dot. C-Dot and Fanning. C-Dot and Levine. And now C-Dot with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everybody. I don't have all the night people, but we had a lot of night people too.
Yeah.
Starting with, DA and I.
Mm-hmm.
But the nights have evolved into other things during the show, which has always been cool too. Cause I think there's a lot of hosts on this station that cut their teeth in nights and, hopefully Dusty's the next one. There's my two cents.
There's your two cents.
You know my two cents. Yeah. So it's fine. It's fine. So as far as I know, that's the history. If I were to write the book, that's the history.
No, the history is I V and next it's V I V I I V I I I and it's X you'll see. See that's the history.
That was the history.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good from memory.
Yeah,
at least from memory. So anyway, I believe that's the entire rundown.
You forgot Jim Rome. Somebody says.
Well, Rome.
Yeah. Rome. I do like that. Yeah, Chris Everett. They celebrated that 50th anniversary of that the other day. I saw at Wimbledon. For whatever reason, they were celebrating Jim Rome and Chris Everett's thing at Wimbledon.
Never came to the office. Never saw him here.
Never saw Rome.
Came into the show. Never met the guy. No, I could not go. We could not go tell Jim Rome anything because he wasn't actually here.
I mean, I've told the story. Somebody asked me to go tell Rush something that worked in the building.
Yeah.
Rush. Yeah. He's not here.
Yeah, Limbaugh's not doing the show from here. No.
God.
So never met Rome.
Oh. This industry though, right there in a nutshell, right?
It is.
Can you tell Rush? Excuse me.
It is
Rush.
So
Rush Limbaugh.
So
talent on loan for God.
We're in a great spot now. We bounced around a little bit, but we're in a very good spot now. I love the crew that's here, and everything's going
to
be great.
It's the best crew we've ever had from top to bottom. The camaraderie is great at this station, and you know a lot of that has to do with Spectre. And I know we give him a rash of crap because he's the boss, and nobody likes their boss. But yeah, I mean, he's done some good things. Let's see here, Jordan, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
MJ,
good morning,
MJ. Good morning.
Hey, Jordan. Or, hey, just wanted to say,
insert name here.
Congratulations on everything. I met Bob a couple of years ago at the American Rural Barbecue. You guys have done so much for me because I've had a lot of personal battles, and even if I can't listen to you guys first thing in the morning, I'll listen to it in the afternoons or whenever. And you guys are just it's good therapy, and I'm going to miss you.
Jordan, how are you doing?
I'm doing better, man.
Good.
Not too bad. Doing better. You know, we can talk more later. Hey, I'm going to miss you, Josh. You two are the best.
I appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jordan, for checking in today.
Thanks for inviting me to the barbecue that day. We had a good time.
That's good. You always meet a lot of people at the barbecue.
Yeah.
Good way to meet people.
Yeah.
Didn't you host with the Freak? Nope,
no. I did.
Yeah, Bob was with the Freak.
I was there. Yeah. Oh, boy, was I.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that either.
Oh, that was, yeah. Man. Yeah. That was strange.
It was freaky.
Yeah. Freaky, freaky, freaky.
All right, next caller. Let's see here. Brian, you're on 610 Sports Radio. See, the two button doesn't work. I'm slamming that too.
Okay, so that's what it is. All right, the two button doesn't work. We'll figure that out. Brian, good morning.
Kling Bach.
B-Dub.
What is good, baby?
Hello. What's this, Brian, on the phone? Yeah. Brian, fooled me. I didn't recognize the number. It is B-Dub. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. You know, 20 years ago, I was blessed to be introduced to you. You know, started working at 610, and I've seen you do so much for so many other people, not only at our station, but in this business. And man, you know, 20 years, just think, I mean, today is Savannah's 17th birthday. So you were there for that.
Yeah. And
everything that has gone on and transpired. And there's a lot of stories that we could tell that probably would make sure you would never be back on air. You know, a lot of fun inside stuff, but, you know what? You are a true professional, but more than that, both you and Bob are true friends and family. And you know, we're all fathers, we're all husbands. And man, let me tell you what you got to look forward to. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning,
You know,
checked out the yard, went to the roller grills, made sure everything was ready to go there, made sure the lawn guys were ready to get their stuff going. But you know what, bro, you're amazing, and you know you are one of the best in this business. Even when after I left the first time, I stayed a P1 listening to you and Bob because that's how much I enjoy both of you. And you've just done so much, bro. And, you know, there's going to be a void on the airwaves, you know, come tomorrow. And, man, I, you know, the person that fills those shoes, they got big shoes to fill because not only are they working with one of the best in Bob Fesco, but man, they got to keep Bob Fesco on the rails. You know what I'm saying? And Bob is an amazing person.
Bob's like,
Bob is an amazing person, and his thoughts and his ideas and everything. And so they have big shoes to fill. But I just wanted to call before I walked into work today and tell you personally, because I don't think a lot of people get their flowers while they're still, you know, here.
Not in this business, I know.
And you don't get to write the way you leave in this business, and we've all seen it. And you're doing it the right way, except for not selling the business. But I may have an investor for Cannabet, so we'll get to that later.
Can I be a bud tender?
Absolutely, brother.
All right.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of jobs available if we get this
Absolutely,
thing out there.
Absolutely, brother. But, you know, I just wanted to tell you personally, thank you for everything that you've done. Not only my professional career, but, you know, my personal. You know, we've all grown up as parents in this thing, and we tried to figure this thing out. We all come from different walks of life with different perspectives. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm better. I see a different perspective, and I'm a better person for knowing Josh Klinger, not just the
professional side, but you know, the brother, and I love you and I appreciate you, and I'm not going to say goodbye because I don't do those anymore, but you know, I can't wait to crack open that ice cold hams and eat a hot dog. I'll get you some mayo and you know, we'll do the damn thing.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dub.
Yes.
B-Dub dropping by. Or it says Brian on the screen for me. I didn't see that one coming.
From the 913, be honest, are you going to work for Whitlock now?
No. No. Hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Why don't you come talk to me? No.
Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, Whitlock would be a book itself.
Yeah, it is.
There'd be a lot of chapters from a lot of employers.
From the 913, big shoes to fill. When the Josh gets shoes?
That's true. That's a very valid question. That's a valid, valid question.
I know everybody keeps saying there's big shoes to fill for Josh and when he's leaving. I just keep going back to he doesn't have any.
Yeah, no. I purchased all my own.
He doesn't have any.
Since KU days. KU used to give me shoes a lot.
Yeah.
I used to get a lot of shoes from Larry Hare over KU.
Yeah, Larry Hare is the best.
Shout out Larry.
Yeah.
Equipment guy over KU.
A lot of Adidas there.
Yep. There's a lot of Adidas. I have a lot of Adidas. Yeah.
Bunch of Adidas stuff.
Yep. Yep. No call for Iowa Josh from Billy. No, you already missed it.
Yep. Billy called in earlier.
Billy did call in earlier. So Billy did check in. Told me Bob was his favorite.
Yeah, he did.
So pretty much wrapped things with Billy.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I'm square with Billy.
You're good. You're good with Billy. Yeah.
Do you have the old rundown, Mac?
I do.
Do you have some versions of the old rundown to find out what we were talking about like a number of years ago? That kind of funny from this date or
this date in 2015.
Things have changed. 2015. Okay.
What were we doing on this date in 2015? Yeah. Let's see here as we open the Wayback Machine. Let's see. Second season beginning tonight for the Royals. The expectation is now to win.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
The team had it in January 2014. KC
we're demanding
fans,
victories.
Winning
then.
Mindset. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We just hit repeat on that one today, huh?
Yeah, we did hit repeat on that one. Okay, I'm not going to get into that one. Jeffrey Flanagan talking about the pitching staff. Dayton Moore telling Andy McCullough that Duffy and Ventura need to pick it up. It's going to be the key to the second half.
Wow, yeah.
I like your tease headed into 7:30. What Tom Bahali says about D Ford will floor you. What did he say?
I kind of want to know.
I know, me too.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I do like that. The keys to the second half.
Did Thomas say he blew it, or I don't know.
Trying to get a deal
there yet.
Trying to get a deal done with Justin Houston, seemingly every year, because this time in 2014 we were talking about that. Tiger playing in another major, still hasn't won since then.
We were doing Tigers playing in another. It was open time, I guess, right? So could Tiger win this year?
Listen to this. 8:30. CBS Sports has the Pirates and Royals 1-2 in their power rankings, and the teams are meeting at the K this week. They're calling it a possible World Series preview.
Wow. Pirates, Royals.
Pirates are right on the cusp of a postseason berth now, too.
I know.
It's true.
But you that see sounds Skeens. Foreign, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I see Skeens last night? Yeah,
I saw Skeens. I mean, just sick. I mean, I can't remember a pitcher really since Randy Johnson just going out there and being that dominating and just absolutely watching the guy just go crush opponents like he does. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, my wife watched probably saw him for the first time. I've been Skeensing it up. She saw him for the first time last night. She's like, this guy I've been talking about? I go, yeah. She's like, yeah, it doesn't look like he's throwing 100. I said, yeah, I know.
Right,
like he's just different to the naked eye. Like, no, it doesn't look like he's rearing back and giving you a 94 mile an hour breaking ball.
I mean,
he's stupid.
It makes it just look
and
so
then,
easy.
Come on. Juan Soto saying that he was going to get him to like you've talked about scripts all the time,
right?
So obviously the script was on last night.
What did I tell you? Soto said he's going to make sure the judge sees him.
Yeah, so he gets a walk.
He gets a walk.
Coaxes a walk, right? So the judge gets to see him.
I told you it was going to happen. Script. And then ball four wasn't even close. Yeah. So judge, and then one pitch
but
he gets judged out. Yeah. Oh God, yes, it was inside like that. Like get out of the way.
Yeah.
But I think judge only getting one pitch, we got cheated out of that. So we need to see more Skeens and judge.
Bob, the text line says you will not be ready to be a bud tender yet because you can't just make up names for strains.
Why? Yes, you can. How do you think they get the names? Have you seen the name? Look at the whole number five. Is like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I don't think so. Like, you know,
I don't know. I think that would be the perfect
Yeah.
I think you should try some of the, and you just make up a name. They're like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah,
try
sure.
the honey frosted oats.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Why not? He can always work on the, he can always work on the gambling side, too. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'd like to, I'd rather come up with names.
True. Yeah. True.
Somebody wants to celebrate with loose meat sandwiches.
Mm.
Yeah.
It'd be good. The Iowa border. We can drive up to the Iowa
That's
border
right.
together.
Lamoni,
the Iowa,
right?
The Iowa Welcome Center has
great loose meat.
Has a made right right, yeah. right at the Iowa Welcome Center. I was like, took a picture of that a couple weeks ago and sent it to Bob and said, yeah, stereotype's right. There it is right inside the gate. So he says, now name the producers. That would be tough. We have there's been a lot of producers that have come through our doors. So but yeah, there's been a lot.
From the 816, I'm not able to call in, but I wanted to drop a line. You were there when I started A Whole New Life back when the station launched. The time you and DA were hands down the best of my professional career. I made lifelong friends with you and all the members of the original staff. Best of luck to all your future plans. Love you, Fruits.
Fruits. That's right. Fruits was an original early on producer here at 610. I mean, he let us turn him into a character that was completely not him. I mean,
well, it happens,
called
right?
him Fruits, which probably wouldn't be PC today.
Right.
But thanks for checking in, Fruits. Yeah, Fruits, one of our longtime producers. I'd hesitate to name everybody because that's a tough gig.
Yeah.
That's a tough gig.
The producer gig.
Producer
gig. Yeah.
A tough gig.
Yeah.
And we've been fortunate to have a lot of good ones come through these. These doors, but that's a tough gig. That one will really wear on you.
Oh God, yes. Let's go next to a Travis.
Mac will have gray hair by like
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's kind of like being the president. You know, the president ages all the time. They show the photo like when they took office and when they left office. But that's pretty much your future.
I mean, except the 4 years is 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Look at the photo book that I just gave you. You know, you look at the early pictures of us together. Josh goes, "Oh, we look so young and fat." Travis, you're on 610 Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys. I've been on hold since yesterday. Can I sing the national anthem?
Go for it.
I'm kidding. that poor girl. But hey, I...
Oh, she was drunk. Let's cut her some slack, allegedly.
Yeah, let's cut her some slack.
Yeah.
No, I moved to the area in 2020 from Southwest Missouri. And on the recommendation of Art Haynes... tuned in to your station.
Nice.
And has never been disappointed. And it's been really great. I've never met you, Josh, but I feel like I know you. But that's creepy, but that's how I feel. I wish you the best of luck. And maybe on the way out, there could be a shout it out segment just for good old times. But best of luck to you on whatever's next.
As I've told people before, wait for it. Wait for it. There will be an extra edition of Shout It Out.
An extra edition of Shout It Out.
In the 9 o'clock
up,
hour.
Yeah.
Yes, in the 9 o'clock hour.
From the 785, Kling witnessed the Mike Welsh Blake Bortles take. Yeah, that was
true. That's true. The Blake Bortles take was fantastic.
Need some context on that.
Well, he believes he was the next.
He wanted to bench Alex Smith and start Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Blake Bortles was his guy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you bank on a quarterback, Geno Smith. And you know, it doesn't
Matt
always
Castle.
You don't always it doesn't always work out. We were pining for quarterbacks back then.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, like
we were willing to try anything.
Anything would have been possible. Anything would have been possible. So
yep.
We're gonna do a top 10 list. Mac thinks he's found the open. We'll see. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a top 10 list. I have my top 10 memories of 610. We'll get to that next.
Hey, what's up, Kling? It's Danny Parkins, and I just wanted to say a few things. First and foremost, so I don't forget, what is most important is congratulations on a hell of a run. Like I texted you, most people do not get to write their own ending in this crazy business, but if anyone deserves to, it is you. As you are class personified. And I know you're not done because you are staying with the Chiefs Radio Network, as you should be, because honestly, who's leaving the Patrick Mahomes gravy train? You are a smart man. But when I think of you, Josh Klingler, I think of patience, because I don't know how anyone could wake up at the hours that you wake up to go sit next to Bulldog Bob Fesco day after day after day. He could have gone pumpkin picking. And there you were as his straight man right there next to him. And what gave you that patience? Watching Iowa football punt and punt and punt and punt again. So, sir, enjoy not having to set an alarm. Whatever you want to do, you are class personified. Congratulations, my friend.
Go on, take the money and run. Go on, take the money and run.
The old number five is doing live today on a way back Wednesday. It's an opposite. I did not take the money and run, unfortunately.
Yeah, you did.
Should have. That would have been a good play. Local band, the old number fives, they've done a lot of our jingles. They'll be doing a live edition, correct, of Hey Matt coming up.
Just
a few minutes. Matt Cotrero, Royal Skipper, will join us for his weekly visit coming up. That being said, is their new album out now, and it's available online as well. So check it out. The old number fives appearing all over the metro and longtime supporters of the show. So we appreciate them being in here today.
Yes, we do. Love you guys.
Apparently, we have somehow found the old top 10 open.
All right.
So and then in traditional fashion, if you listen to the show for a long time, we would often be so late on this segment. We had to speed through the top 10.
Right.
It's going to happen again. There it is.
All right, Josh.
I found that.
Number 10.
So top 10 station memories that I'll have. Top 10 memories of 610 Sports Radio. Number 10, I wish I still had the audio. There was a day that Whitlock read a sports update of mine.
Oh.
When we started, I not only produced nights and was in with DA, but I would do updates during Whitlock's show. And one day, Jay said, hey, I could probably do what you're doing. And then proceeded to just butcher. He goes, that's not that easy.
Yeah.
And then went about his day. I wish I still had that. It was great. I literally handed him a script,
yep,
and he tried to read it, and it did not go well. Number 9, Cueto No Show.
Yes, that's a good one.
Johnny Cueto was, during the heyday there, was scheduled to do an event for 610 Sports Radio. Had them all locked up. Had tons of people there.
Oh, yes.
And he no-showed. And we can say it now. He was getting paid for the appearance, but balked because it was a check.
Right. Wasn't cash.
And he needed the cash right then and there.
Street cash, homie.
And he did not make his appearance.
Yep, did not show up. So
number 8, sad event. Did talk about this earlier. The Javon Belcher shooting day.
Yeah.
I think we did a fantastic job on the air that day, by the way. Looking back and how we handled what was a terribly, terribly tragic event and covered it like it should be covered.
Right.
One of those days I absolutely not forget. One of those bad days in Kansas City history, but
yep,
remembered it. Number 7, memory of 610 for me will be the youth hostel we stayed at in Miami.
Oh, yes.
For the Super Bowl. The entire 610 crew is housed together like an edition of Real World.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dump. It was 2 bedrooms. And we had
9 people.
9 people. Bob and I, as the elder statesman, got a bedroom.
Right.
We shared 2 separate beds. There was a king-size bed.
C-Dot and Ryan slept snuggled
head to toe, allegedly.
Right.
And then everybody else was piled in the living room.
Right.
And we were coming and going at various hours. Everybody's doing their show. And we brought back COVID to Kansas
City.
No
question. Yeah.
So our bad. Our
Josh
bad.
Definitely did.
We were patient zero to COVID.
And that was like the first time Josh actually took sick days. And I'm like, what? And you were only out for like 2 days or something.
Like 3
it wasn't,
days.
It wasn't a lot.
I'm like,
and he came back and goes, God, I was as sick as I've ever been. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. You're just tired. Suck
months
it up.
Months later, we're like, we're pretty sure we all had COVID.
Yeah.
Because everybody had a spell at some point in time. Number 6, the first Chiefs rally we did at Rally House.
Yeah, that was great.
Didn't know what to expect. We asked you guys to come out and take part in it. We were like, I don't know, they may not want to show up. It was a zoo.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Tailgating. Ryan was cooking hot dogs in the parking lot.
We were burning
there
things.
There were various things being consumed in the parking lot. There were things burning.
There was a lot of weed in that parking lot that morning.
It was out of control, and we had nothing to do with it. Number five.
That was one of those days. I'll never forget. It was a rainy, cold day, and the mist and the sleet was starting on a Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and I was driving home, and everybody showed up, and I remember driving home exhausted going, wow, we just did something really, really special. Happened. Yeah.
Number five for me, parade day, the first parade. I know we have to differentiate now.
Right.
The Royals parade, we were broadcasting and literally couldn't move.
Right.
There were so many people, and we couldn't make it down to Union Station because we were up the parade route, and we literally couldn't get there because the entire town was shut down. Yeah. It was amazing.
It was great. It was the best day ever.
Just crazy. Yeah. Number four, we shared it with you on the show. It was not on the air per se, but it was around 6:10. It was CeeLo's performance at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
That we took in around Super Bowl week where he double birded the crowd. Didn't know the words to Don't Stop Believin', and had Ranger and Devils fans all ready to take him out.
Yeah. Well, he stunk.
Amazing.
It's one thing to forget the words to a non-popular song. It goes back to the girl singing the anthem. People are like, oh, cut her up. No, you're out there. That's your job. Know the words to Don't Stop Believin'.
That's right. That's right. Well, she is drunk, remember. Number three, of course, will be Pumpkin Picking Day.
Yeah.
How could I forget that?
That's number three.
That's number three. That's number three. It was amazing, but I was under the desk for most of it. I've only seen it really on the replay, trying not to laugh as you freaked out about going pumpkin picking. Number two, memory for me at 6:10 is Wild Card Game Night. That was the most one amazing game we've ever been a part of.
Yeah.
The most amazing show preparation we've ever been a part of. Oh, they're lost. They're lose. What are we going to talk about? Oh, they might win. Oh, they're going to lose.
They put in Yordano.
And then we basically didn't sleep, and we show prepped at Denny's across the street.
Yeah.
And came right in to do the show. And number one station memory for me, sorry, has nothing to do with our show. It's Whitlock Quits Day.
Yeah.
It'll be something I will tell the grandchildren about, and they will.
Well, I mean,
they will still never believe the day Whitlock quit on the air and damn near imploded the entire radio station. And somehow I still have a job many years later, despite the fact that he did his best to take the station.
Do other industries do this?
What?
Have people that do things like that?
Implode their company?
I mean, I guess the JetBlue flight attendant, you know.
Maybe.
But, like, do other companies have people that do that kind of stuff? I mean, I don't know.
So those are my 10 memories of 6:10. We will talk to the manager, Matt Cotrero, in a live edition.
He hasn't called in. He usually calls.
I think we call him.
Do we call him?
Yeah, we call him. Okay. Plus, he's on the All-Star break, but he said he'd do it.
He said he'd do it.
We'll check in with Matty Q, and the old number fives will perform his intro song live next.
What's up, Kling? This is Drew. Congrats, first and foremost, on retirement. I haven't quite been here a year yet, but any time that we've been in touch or we've come across each other, you've always been kind and polite and the most welcoming in any way that you can be. I very much thank you for that. And yes, every now and then you throw a dig at Joe Burrow, but that's all right. That's all right. I still like you. No hard feelings, and I want to wish you the best. I'm sure our paths will cross again sometime here soon. For your sake, I hope that Iowa maybe just keeps on punting, because as an Iowa fan, you've come to appreciate those things. All jokes aside, Kling, congrats and all the best.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.